This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All right, last year, some millennials were feeling the burn in hopes of getting everything for free under socialism, but it seems some students can't even define what socialism is.
How would you define socialism?
I mean, honestly, that definition gets thrown around a lot.
How would you view what socialism is, though?
To be quite honest, I don't know.
It could really benefit our country in the future.
I think it's a good idea.
Trying to spread the wealth is definitely a good thing in America, and it's definitely a thing that's needed.
So, why are millennials supporting something without even knowing what it means?
Joining us now is the media director for CampusReform.org, Cavett Phillips. Good to see you again, Cavett.
Good to be here.
These are always so funny to watch. But do you go out there all day long and pick out the people who don't know what it is, or was this it was easy to find?
This is an hour or two of filming
where every single person
that comes up.
Most people didn't know what it was.
It's the exact same thing time after time, and it is funny, but at the same time, it's scary.
Yeah.
Millennials, yes, they seem misinformed, and they're also the largest voting bloc in America now, and so we've got millions of people are going to be heading to the polls with a warped view. And the thing we kept hearing about what socialism is, it is social justice for all. It's equality for all. And the only thing that's equal for everyone is the misery under socialism.
Right. Well, apparently they skipped class that day. Here's something that's troubling. YouGov did a poll. 45% of young Americans would be likely to vote for an openly socialist presidential candidate. This just goes back to so many people loved Bernie Sanders in the last cycle, even though they liked the idea of free everything. They just didn't know what socialism was.
In that same poll, 53% of students admitted that they think socialism would work better for our country than a free market system. And where is this coming from? I think it's two main areas. First, it's President Obama. For the last 8 years, he stoked class warfare. He told people my age, look, if you can't get a job, it's rich people's
problem.
It's not your fault. It's the 1%.
Fairness.
He created a mainstream idea of spread the wealth. And second off, it is in the classroom. He said, these students must have missed class. That's why they think this. No, they're going to class, and that's why they're learning this.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning in class that socialism is something that it's a revisionist form of history. They don't teach what socialism has wrought throughout the world. They teach other things.
You talked to one person, though, that did come from a socialist country, right, or his parents did?
We talked to one student who was an ardent supporter of free markets, and he came out and said, I don't know why people want socialism. My family, I'm a first-generation American. My family came to get away from socialism. Why do we want to bring it here?
But you know why? Because they're explaining that capitalism has no net. This is the first time in their lives there's no script. So there's no guarantee of success, shelter, food, in the purity. So it's game on. A lot of them don't want to compete. That's what capitalism demands. You have to compete.
It's equal outcome versus equal opportunity. And sadly, most people my age are being taught that competition is scary because there's a chance of losing. But we need to make sure everyone has an equal chance of opportunity, not outcome.
Pursuit of happiness, not guaranteed.
Must be pursued.
And right. Kevin, before you go for the...
Quite interesting here, this conversation with Cabot Phillips and his interviews with students at large, asking what's going on. And to his point, this is like what we talked about with Dr. Herb London. This is propaganda. This is the rewrite of history and the price that, this next generation will pay. Because they have been, treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark, and, fed a specific philosophy. As Winston Churchill stated, which they were referencing, and which Dr. London referenced, socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. But they don't get that. They don't see that. Because you got to know that their instructors are not telling them about history. And they are just taking the easy way out, which is what we've all done. So it's not just an indictment just on these kids, but we want to encourage them to be critical thinkers, ask the follow-up questions, Hey, look at, you've got, a very powerful resource available to you. Many of you even have cell phones to look up and do some research on socialism so that you understand that it's more than something that's warm and fuzzy and the order of the day and just another neat T-shirt to put on. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, lots of gifts there for you, too. Absolutely free. We're just here to bless your socks off. If there's, an interview with a particular expert that you want to revisit or share with somebody, it's all right there for you. The books, authors, many of the authors that we interview, because we are rather unique this way. And that we give you, in many ways, this show is about education. You know, we want to bless you with knowledge, and we bring on experts in their particular disciplines so that they can share their brilliance with you. And, hey, you decide. Put it into the brain bank and see if this particular arrow fits in your quiver and is something of value that causes you to ask further questions. Because I think that's what we're hearing more and more, is this idea of critical thinking. Don't accept the quote-unquote status quo or go with the general group of people. It's okay to ask questions, although that sometimes I guess you have to know, depending on the group that you're in, what questions to ask. The other day I was asking a person, he made a statement about what Donald Trump has done. And I said, well, I'm curious, what is it that you perceive that Donald Trump has done? He was really animated about it. And he goes, why do you ask me that question? You know what he's done. You know, the fact that you asked me that question demonstrates that you're ignorant. Well, yes, you're right. I am ignorant of your platform and your perspective on it. So I'm just curious. Well, you know, you do this. And, you know, so it's like, okay. So, you know, whether or not he realized that he was being exposed, that's up to him. And that's a conversation, that can, somewhat be limited. And all I'm asking is, I'm curious. I want to know what it is that drives you to that conclusion. Because I want to enlarge myself. I want to know more, you know, and I'm not claiming to have it all. I have a certain perspective. It's a biblical worldview that I try to hold to and pursue to the truth, no matter where it leads. That is something that I've learned in my years of life that is important and valuable, something I can pass on to my kids and, you know, with other people that I come in contact, this radio show, the platform that this gives us, and so on. But, I would encourage you to do the same, because that's what I want to be around, people who are critical thinkers and that can, you know, participate in a reasonable civil conversation, and not one that, as some have suggested, that America has not been so divided since the Civil War. And wow, you know, that's amazing. But just like the Civil War, they got on the other side of it. And we are here in this debate, and we need to exercise, the critical thinking exercise ourselves to the fullest. And maybe if we're going to really appreciate what our founding fathers have given us, maybe we need to hit rock bottom and realize what's at risk here. And I know that that really scares a lot of people because they feel like, hey, I don't know how much lower we can get. Well, when you look at the millennials that are coming up and how they've been indoctrinated and propagandized, it would suggest that America could really be in trouble. And this is what's so concerning about healthcare right now, because this is all a door opener. And, you know, a perfect example of what we're seeing right now is what's happening with Charlie Gard, that baby. You know, that is socialism. This is healthcare, socialistic healthcare. And every time we get into a situation where our government compromises our free market principles and we open the door to socialism, is it any wonder why the kids today might think that, hey, this might make sense? But it's all very scary because, you know, forget the empirical evidence. And I think the reason that people are able to, you know, embrace the concept here is because at any one time, as we've discussed before with healthcare, maybe about 10% of America is dealing, you know, with a health crisis. And, you know, and how do they come out of it? You know, maybe like the Yazidis saying, hey, why don't America just come and bomb us? You know, maybe some people just say, look, maybe I'm better off dead than to deal with the reality of healthcare in America. You know, but the fact of the matter is what do we leave behind? Do we leave a family that's devastated not only because of our laws, but devastated because they have to deal with the financial ramifications of a breadwinner or somebody in the family dying and all that goes with it? But, you know, this is when the argument would be, well, that's where it all comes in. You know, we all come alongside and we help everybody. And so socialism, you know, from that scenario would make sense to them. But then they don't look at the other ramifications to where if you have an outside governing body that says, hey, you know, we checked this out and your life expectancy and what you have to offer for the greater good of the body politic is now dwindling. So really, in a sense, you're better off dead because we don't need to waste any more money because, hey, we're all going to die anyway. And so what if we do something and we extend your life 5 years? For the greater good, not necessarily in our best interest, so we'll just, let you go to sleep here. But this whole situation with Charlie Gard is much more, it's much more dangerous, I believe, than what we're seeing on the surface. Though they've raised in excess of $1.3 million to transport baby Charlie Gard to the United States for treatment, the government says no. This is the government in charge of your health care. And from what we understand, and it's interesting because I'm having a hard time tracking this down. And if you happen to have the information and you can send me the link on it, I am trying to discover more information on this international agreement, this international body that is controlling the health care. Because there's been slight references, I don't know, you know, as I've read about Charlie Gard, they will say, the UK and EU. Well, why is the EU involved in this? Well, this is all reference to this international agreement that was signed by EU members, of which the UK is still, even though they passed Brexit, they agreed to get out of the EU, there are still some lingering tentacles that has a say over
it's
their healthcare
NATO,
procedure.
Isn't it?
I think so.
I think it's through NATO, and
I'm having a challenge, truthfully, getting my hands around this information. And at the risk of being out there, and you know, like we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, I think this is critical, and this opens the door. If it happens there, we know it comes east to west. Well, how far away are we from embracing something like that here in America? And I would say that if Barack Obama was still in office and those progressives were at the helm, we'd be closer to that.
I know that it was, we refused to sign it. I know that it was, because it's something through NATO, and I know that we were one of the people that said, no, we're not signing that. And that, I think that was on under Obama. I know that we've resisted it so far.
So far. But that's the idea.
So far, yeah,
that's the thing. But you see, if you're not aware of what's happening in your world, this is something that's going to collide with your consciousness, and you could be the next Charlie Gard. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, Scott, that you would not do anything? You would not do anything for your son to give him a fair shot at survival. We would do that for any of our children, and I don't blame Charlie's parents. Right, but I think it's a huge issue here that we're dealing with. But this is socialism for you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back
back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And when it comes to money, the guy that has all the facts is the one and only America's Money Answers Man. We're talking about Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. So when you left after 18 years, did they get you the big gold watch, or you were 2 years short of it or something? What happened?
I got a gold watch. I did,
yeah.
Actually.
Well, good.
18 years is pretty... I don't think they do that anymore, Bill, but at the time, I did, yes.
Well, because people, you know, they don't last for 18 years.
That's true.
That's just the way
it
happens.
And they get an iWatch today. They don't even want a gold watch.
Yeah, who wants a watch? Who needs a stinking watch anyway? It just reminds you that you're late is all.
That's right.
Hey, lots to talk about. We've got Trump overseas. The fans are having all kinds of fun here. The media doesn't know what to do with itself because, you know, Trump's looking too good overseas as he, you know, is in the middle of the G20 meeting with Putin and all the fun people over there. But meanwhile, we got interest rates. And the big question domestically is, what do we do now with our money?
So Fed Reserve has raised rates twice so far this year. Mm-hmm. They clearly want to raise rates another time, probably September. But the numbers that are coming in, Bill, are definitely showing weakness, and they're going to make it harder for them to do that. We've got inflation at 1.4%. They want it to be 2% or higher. Mm-hmm. We've got car sales that have been down for 6 months in a row. In fact, the car companies have been cutting back in various ways. Mm-hmm. Retail sales have been on the weak side. Even home sales, to some extent, have been on the weak side because there's not enough inventory to buy.
Exactly.
So there's just a lot of signs of economic weakness and not the inflation you need to combat it. The Fed is raising rates not because the economy needs it, because they want to kind of normalize things, get back to where they were. But that's good. It's definitely slowing the economy, and I'm not sure that's particularly what they want. Amidst all these other geopolitical issues going on.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, I got to think Main Street's going to start pushing back on their senator and congressman. That's why they want to go home and have town halls, because, you know, at every turn, they seem to be delaying the process and right. not giving this administration a fair shot at it.
Well, the big things that are coming up on the economic front is the budget, which mm-hmm. is probably going to end up being a continuing resolution. And raising the national debt ceiling. Remember, we hit $20 trillion back in March.
Right.
And they're playing games right now. And maybe it's going to be end of August, early September. They run out of money. They're going to have to raise the national debt ceiling. So those will yeah. be two kind of hot button issues that are going to be kind of hanging over the economic situation.
Yeah, and in the midst of that, you got the health care debate going on. We got tax reform that we're talking
right.
about. And all the people that are used to all the ornaments and all the gimme, gimme, gimmies are going, wait a minute, if you take away all this money, there are no more gimme, 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 gimmies.
That's correct. And they're not going to be happy. It's very hard to take away entitlements once people get them.
I want you to know that's a very sophisticated political term, by the way, gimme, gimme, gimme. I just want you to know that.
Well, yeah, it's not take, take, take. It's give, 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 I guess.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
The givers are not in a particularly giving mood these days here.
Well, there's not much left. I mean, how much can you give here, you know? I'm down to my last pint. If I give that away, I'm going to die, and you're killing the goose.
One place that is not giving are the banks. I mean, the banks have been raising what they're charging on interest rates, on credit cards, student loans, small business loans, car loans. They're raising the rates on that. Mm. But they are not raising what they're paying on deposits, right? They're keeping them pretty much at zero for CDs and savings accounts and money market funds, and therefore the bank profit margins have been widening, and they actually just recently had their so-called stress tests with the top 34 banks all came through with flying colors because they're making so much money, and they said they're going to announce $93 billion in stock buybacks and raising their dividends between 60 and 100%. So the bank shareholders are doing very well, I might say.
What about the CEO payouts?
They're all tied to the stock, and the stock is doing very well. And, of course, when they raise the dividends, the CEOs get more dividends as well. So the bank shareholders are big winners here. But I'm concerned about those depositors out there that are sitting there earning pretty much nothing while the banks get rich. I mean, I've said before, there are ways. You don't have to kind of sit there like a lump and take it, Bill.
Yes, right.
One thing I've been doing, which has been helpful to a lot of folks, are these commercial mortgage bridge loans.
Exactly. Great idea.
As a way of getting 6%, very, quite safely, over 1 year. website for that, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. So there's a way of you getting 6% instead of sitting there like a lump and getting zero from the bank.
Exactly. The ante is still about $25K, right?
Correct. Correct.
So that's
but
a minimum.
There's no commissions involved either as well. So all of the money you invest gets fully invested. And they're investing in commercial properties that are renovating or improving somehow. And they can't get loans from the banks either because the banks are so tight. Banks are getting it both directions. But the consumer's getting hurt, the saver's getting hurt, and the borrower is having a hard time, both on commercial properties and on mortgages. You have to go through hell to get a mortgage these days.
I'll tell you, if the banks aren't proactive on this, Jordan, it's gonna come back on them. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is going ballistic, and she's having all kinds of
fuel.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And then there's just not enough Republicans to fight off the firepower because Main Street is going, hey, what's up with all this? Because then we're going to start hearing about how well the CEOs did, and everybody else is still trying to make it on a reduced income.
Exactly. Yeah, it creates this whole 1%. Class envy kind of thing, which feeds into the kind of Democratic line that we have to tax more, take their wealth and redistribute it, the whole thing, which we never works, but it sounds good, I guess.
And then here we go, Dodd-Frank, then we're back to our elbows up,
Exactly. Well, that's what we have. The result of the financial crisis was this huge amount of regulation, which is making it hard for the banks to lend, both to mortgages, to individuals, to small businesses, all the generators of growth have been reduced because of this. I think that's one of the reasons the economy is so slow, is the banks are so reluctant to lend to people who in the past are perfectly creditworthy and would have gotten loans.
Exactly. And, of course, at the top end, at the administrative top end, CEOs of the company, stockholders, they're doing very well. Everybody else, not so well. And people don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, the stock market's had a big, big move here, but it's only benefiting a certain portion of the population, and a lot of people are feeling left out there. Their home values aren't going up that much. Their money's sitting in the savings account earning zero. And as you say, the banks are getting rich, the bank stockholders, the CEOs, they're all doing well. Mm-hmm. This is where revolutions start, I guess.
Exactly. Well, on top of that, let's take a look at the dollar. It's not looking too good right now.
It's been falling. Last six months, it's down about 5%. And I think it's going to fall further. What's happening is Europe is getting better compared to us. Remember, they have negative interest rates. They're kind of getting more positive. And our long rates have been falling. The dollar's been falling. And I think all this trade talk makes people worry as well.
Yeah, exactly. How come Europe's doing better? What's going on?
I think it's a recovery. Remember, they've had a massive amount of money pushed into them from the European Central Bank. Mm-hmm. Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, said, "We'll do whatever it takes to keep from going over the cliff."
Right.
And they were just printing money and buying assets like crazy. Now, he hinted recently that he might be slowing up on that stimulus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they've poured a lot of money into that economy. So, maybe you could call it a sugar-induced high, but they're definitely doing better. Like Germany is doing really quite well. France has got Macron now, and he's talking about changing the whole labor laws to make them more competitive. Britain's actually doing relatively well. The pound has gone down because of Brexit. So the northern part of Europe's doing quite well. The southern part is not doing well. Greece, Italy is just overwhelmed by refugees. Spain, 25% unemployment. So there's really a split within Europe as well.
Yeah, maybe Macron might get a memo out there, tell everybody it's okay to go back to work, huh?
That would be nice, because the moment they want to change any labor laws whatsoever, they go on the streets and they riot. I think it was like 2 years ago, they were talking about raising the retirement age to get Social Security benefits, or their retirement benefits, from 60 to 62. And the unions shut the entire country of France down with riots and so on because that was so completely unacceptable.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Anytime you're in a country that drinks so much wine, you can't upset them, man.
Take a lot of vacation, too. They take the entire month of August off. The entire country does, basically.
Well, exactly. Well, you got to taste all the different wines, and it takes time to do that. That's what I'm for. I'm telling you. Well, Jordan, this is good stuff here. How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Love to help your folks all the time, and glad to email me on any financial question.
There is Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke.
These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients, and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there are 200 million people in the world living with intellectual and developmental disabilities, IDD as they call it. You know, when you think about it, 200 million in the world, that's almost like two-thirds of the United States. Recognizing a need back in 1989, Anthony Shriver, son of Eunice Kennedy Shriver, founder of the Special Olympics, started an organization in his Georgetown dorm room that paired individuals with disabilities, buddies, and those without disabilities we call peer buddies. Now, that organization has evolved into Best Buddies International, which today has chapters in every state of the country and nearly 50 countries worldwide. The IDD community the Best Buddies serves includes people with Down syndrome, autism, fragile X, Williams syndrome, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, and other undiagnosed disabilities. Now, a primary goal of Best Buddies is helping those with IDD secure employment. Now, according to National Core Indicators, 84% of adults with a developmental disabled do not have a paid job in the community. Best Buddies works with companies to encourage employers to hire people with IDD. Now, the Best Buddy Jobs program focuses on developing competitive, integrated jobs that allow participants to earn an income, pay taxes, and work in an environment alongside their peers, leading to full inclusion and independence, as you can imagine. Now, Best Buddy's jobs participants work an average of 1,217,526 hours per year. That's a lot of hours of work. They earn approximately $14.9 million combined annually. Here to tell us more about it is Anthony Schreiber, the founder, and he's also joined by our favorite doctor of ice cream. Yes, we're talking Dr. Maya Warren is back with us, the official tastemaster for Cold Stone Creamery, to discuss how Best Buddies is teaming up with Cold Stone Creamery to help support their mission to end the social, physical, and economic isolation of people with IDD. Anthony and Maya, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us as well.
Yeah, my pleasure. You covered everything there,
right?
Did I cover? I wanted to make sure.
You need to become the spokesperson for Best Buddies.
Well, I'll tell you, it is, as I told you, Anthony, my heart is so much toward what you're doing here. And when we think about, these people, and everybody, wants to be productive at the very heart of who we are. It doesn't, regardless of whatever disability, whatever walk of life, I think at the end of the day, Anthony, people just want to feel like they're of some value, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the way I say it sometimes is I think nobody wants to feel invisible.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants to be seen and to be recognized and understood that they count, that they matter, that they're alive and that they're there. And I think, employment gives you an opportunity to begin that process in your life. Of course, it's not the end-all, be-all. You need a complete life. But I think, feeling like you have some place to go every day, that you're earning money, that you're contributing to the success of our country, that you're paying taxes, that you receive a paycheck every 2 weeks, that you're part of a team that's contributing and having success in our society, I think is critical for everybody. And you can't have self-esteem, self-confidence if you're not engaged and a full member of our community. And I think, our people are demonstrating over and over and over that they really are capable, that they're smart, and they contribute in a meaningful way. And, I think Cold Stone's smart enough to recognize that, this isn't charity, that they're finding really good, solid employees. And I think they're going to find that more and more as they expand our partnership around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that they bring huge value to their company, to their customer base. We'll see our people working there, and our people are happy, and they're grateful, and they're excited about their job, and they have passion and kindness. And I think those are all values that everybody wants in the workforce. Whatever company you lead, you want that. And I think with Cold Stone, again, they're able to raise that profile because they're out in the community, and they have a great brand, and they're front and center. And I think it will inspire other companies to follow their lead, and that there will be a trailblazer in this field.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Maya Warren, Amazing Race Season 25 winner, official tastemaster for Cold Stone Creamery. Maya, how did Cold Stone get involved? I mean, what a great partnership here.
It's a wonderful partnership. And Cold Stone actually began the involvement with Best Buddies back in June 2016. And we actually just launched the job program with Best Buddies. We're just now rolling it out. And we wanted to be involved to bring awareness and to provide opportunities for individuals with disabilities. And they're really just like us. I mean, they go through an actual interview process to get the job that they're being hired for. And it's also a way for them to earn an income. I mean, there's something about getting up every day that we might take for granted, and being able to go to work and be able to give back. There's a sense of pride that's gained. And what a more fun way to do it than with ice cream. I mean, there's so much joy that ice cream brings. It just in its innate nature. But when they're able to go and actually learn about the science of ice cream, learn how it's made, be able to actually create like our cake batter flavor, and then being able to be able to serve it to the customers and put a smile on their face. And so it's interaction that they have with their other crew members that they're working with, but it's also interaction with the customers that's key. And so if we're able to, put a smile on each person's face, I mean, we're actually doing something there. And, we have Cold Stones all over the U.S., and so hopefully this job program will continue to just grow, and we're able to provide opportunities. And also that bringing awareness is so critical.
Exactly.
To and hopefully we can help inspire other companies to do the same.
Exactly.
And, we've found over and over, too, I think people today more than ever really want to feel like they're part of something.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of a community. And I think if we can work with Cold Stone to kind of give people the opportunity to feel a certain experience when they go into a Cold Stone, because there's a lot of competition in the ice cream business, and there's a lot of other places you can get ice cream. So I think, again, all these efforts are, hopefully people are going to walk into a Cold Stone and feel a certain energy and a certain vibe and emotional connection. I think our participants can bring a lot of that to the table. So when you go to Cold Stone, yeah, you get great ice cream, but you feel a certain way. You recognize where your money's going. You're supporting a company that gives back. You're getting great ice cream. The guy that's behind the counter is a buddy, and he's happy, and he's excited to see you, and he greets you when you walk in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people want to feel that connection. You know, they want to feel something bigger than themselves. And I think as we build this partnership, I think we're going to be able to create, you know, a great energy and a great vibe in Cold Stone Creameries all over the world. And it's going to take time. There's a lot of creameries out there. When I was a student, you know, I started with one buddy, and so we're starting with one store. You know, things can grow exponentially in the future, and I'm confident they will.
Yeah, it's all about the process. Well, lots of competition out there, as you say, in the ice cream world, but only one place has Dr. Maya Warren. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
You know, can you tell? We've kind of bonded over the years here together, so there is this relationship.
Yeah. We've got something going.
Right. Well, Anthony, let me tell you. I mean, I keep waiting. She's going to invite me over to the corporate office. We have an ice cream party one day, you know, so just for fun here.
We should definitely do that, Bill. Yeah. We should definitely do that.
Well, without a doubt. But, Anthony, you know, thinking back, you know, 1989, you know, you're in your dorm room, you're coming up with this idea, and of course, you know, many would say, gosh, this is so, it's not out of the realm of your family legacy, you know, with your mom and the heart of, you know, the Kennedy family and legacy, always serving people and this sort of thing. It seemed like it would be a natural thing for you to come up with, but to look back over the years and to see how this evolved has really, has got to be a joy for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't look back a lot, but I mean, I think, you know, my every day is great, and I feel wonderful about my work, and I feel super blessed to be able to be in this field and to have come from such a great family who've, I think, done so much for our country and for the world and been sort of committed to service. I mean, I think it's such a blessing for us to recognize that at a young age, and I hope, again, you know, best buddies when we're in school, that it'll teach young people that there's nothing that makes you feel better, gives you a better sense of value and a sense of importance than giving back and whatever it may be. And, you know, for me, it's people with intellectual disabilities. I had the personal family connection.
Yes.
But everybody's got something. And I think the most important thing is to, again, continue to teach our children that, you know, giving back is the name of the game, and that's where you get true value and you get a real sense of, you know, that you count, that you matter, and that it's not about money and it's not about, you know, a cool show or it's not about material wealth, but it's really about whose life can you affect and impact in a positive way. And I think I've learned that from my family since the day I was born, and I think it's a generational thing that we've been blessed to have, and you know, we'll continue to do, but we're all getting a lot more out of it than we're giving back, that's for sure. And
well, that's
and
great.
It's a great way to keep the family together.
Exactly. We got to wrap it up right here. Maya, I'm going to let you wrap it up. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
They definitely go to bestbuddies.org. Find out more information. Dive into the website. There's so much to learn, so many opportunities to get involved, whether it's the local chapter or it's, you know, in a national level. So definitely go out there and get involved.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the 6th year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 in other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere, I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I saw God today.
I'll tell you, you talk about a blessing. When your eyes are opened up and you can actually see God like that song is singing, oh my goodness. What an experience, Bob Waliszewski. You know, we have so much to wake up. The blessings are new every morning. And when you have that moment, it's like a Damascus moment. You're going down the road thinking, hey, I'm living life. It's all going good. And then you have that confrontation with God. And I know that there are many people out there still at this day said, gosh, I wish I could have a confrontation with God like that. And let me tell you, If you've had a moment, let's say a confrontation like that, it is so special that I'm with you. I wish you could have that confrontation as well, whatever it takes. Right, Mom?
You know, it's interesting you would say that, because just yesterday at church, I was praying, and it wasn't a subject of my pastor's sermon, but I was praying that God would give a Damascus-like experience to leaders in Hollywood and Islamic leaders and Islamic people around the globe, that something, not just a seed planting opportunity, not just something where someone comes and tells them about Christ, which, of course, I want to happen over and over and over again, but like a shake-up Apostle Paul, something takes a person, course A, going from A to B, and then they have this experience of God, and then they're like, it's supernatural.
It really is.
I think we need a few more of those. And I hear that there's a few of those going on, like in dreams that are happening with people that are Islamic people. I've heard over and over, not just onesie-twosie. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about dozens and dozens and dozens. It's interesting. So there are some of that. Some of that's been happening. It's kind of interesting.
Well, some of the biggest revivals that we're hearing, I mean, you know, many of us are praying for revival, and there are bonfires of revival happening in some of the strangest places, places that you would think not likely that would take place, whether it's the Middle East, in China. I mean, here it is in America. People get cranky when the pastor goes beyond an hour, and you've got people in China that are and in other areas of the world that are happy to sit down and talk about the God. They're just so eating it up that they have like 4 6-hour sessions. Just focusing on God, it just means so much to them. And they're at that point in life where this is what they need and they cannot get enough. And I would dare say that, by comparison in our culture, because I think Chuck Swindoll wrote in one of his books is that, you know, we're like those animals at the zoo that everything is taken care of them, that they've lost their instinct to hunt. And their hunger for it, because they just kind of take it for granted. They know that, hey, they walk around, they growl, and they're in their cages, and so many times a day, food is brought to them.
Mm.
And maybe we're a little bit of that. Maybe. So just by comparison. But yes, for those that have experienced that Damascus moment, that confrontation, and by the grace of God, I mean, it is, like you say, so supernatural, so profound, so personal, that even when we talk about this, it's like you just feel inadequate because you want. And even as I'm talking, I'm asking God, what are the words? What are the words that need to go out that is going to find its mate, that's going to touch the hearts of those? And obviously we're talking about it right now because somebody is listening right now that needs to hear this, to be encouraged, to say, look at, you're on the right path, or maybe you're on the wrong path. And, you may cringe when you hear the name of Jesus. But let me tell you, for those that know him personally as much as we can this side of heaven, it is such a personal and profound and deep experience that you won't know what we're talking about until you yourself do so. And this is why in some cases you get, as some would refer to as the Jesus freaks, because they're just so overboard. They become such a contagion because they know that their very own lives were so lacking. And then suddenly they found the reason and purpose of it all when they had their Damascus Road experience.
And I would want to add one thing that I have a good friend. He's struggling with alcohol right now, but he's been reading his Bible. He wants an encounter with the Lord. I can just say you wouldn't read your Bible if you didn't.
Exactly.
But he's really struggling on making a decision. And I think it boils down to the fact that he's hoping to clean up his life enough to come to God. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work that way. He doesn't have to do it that way. Mm-hmm. He can come to God and let God clean it up. Mm-hmm. And the cleaning up might be a slow process. Sometimes it with some people it happens instantly, and for some people it's a process, actually for all of it's a process, because none of us are ever perfect. But
right.
I mean, some of the major sins for many of us fall off when in our conversion, but for some of us it takes a while.
Yeah, it's that humbling of ourselves and realizing that we don't have the goods, that it's not about what we did or what we can do. It's what he has done, and that's it. And that is so counter our fallen mindset. And, Bob, again, I'm so grateful for you and for Focus on the Family, for what you've provided. I mean, because, as you and I have discussed before, and finally after many, many years and your support, and help, I had a chance to meet with Del Tackett, and I am grateful for Del. And
me too.
As the word says, is that when you are when you are encouraged and you're taught by someone, that you, in a sense, you owe it to them to tell them thank you. And for Del Tackett, I finally had that chance because of, and I know, and Del was very humble because he said,
It wasn't just him, and it was a team effort. Focus on the family, the vision, everybody that was involved. I mean, the cast and characters and the support staff that was behind the Truth Project. Absolutely life-changing for me. I mean, it really solidified. It's what I needed to kind of fill that missing part in this culture in which I find myself in. And really, because of that, this is what brought me back to the microphone, frankly. You know, and I'd been away from it for almost 30 years. So very cool. So very, very thankful to Focus on the Family for its ministry, its founder, James Dobson. And, of course, Jim Daly has picked up the mantle and everything that you guys do, what you do for as the director of media and culture and Plugged In, the impact for families, how you're looking out for them and helping them understand the culture and helping them, you know, critically think about what they're exposed to and what their family members are exposed to and letting them know that, you'd be surprised there's more people than not that are thinking like you, too, and asking the same questions. And you guys have been such a great resource to families. And I thank you for that and pray that God's blessings would continue to be multiplied to Focus on the Family and everybody associated with it.
Big amen. Big amen.
Amen. Hey, let's talk about two big movies, War for the Planet of the Apes and The Big Sick. This was on your radar this weekend.
It certainly was. I was guessing that Spider-Man Homecoming would be number one again, make it 2 weeks in a row. I thought Planet of the Apes was going to do well, but I didn't think it would do as well as it turned out to be. But it turned out to be the number one film, and Spider-Man drops to number two. War for the Planet of the Apes made $56 million. It all kicked off in 1968, though. Charlton Heston did Planet of the Apes. And then there were like three more films in the early 70s. And then Tim Burton in 2001 tried to reboot the series. That one didn't go very far. And then in 2011, the newest reboot happened. And this is now the third in that most recent reboot. And you can tell people like it or they would, you know, they wouldn't have gone to see this one and it wouldn't have been the number one film in the nation. And essentially you've got the year is probably a dozen years from now or so. A virus has decimated most of humanity. Interestingly, that same virus has made the ape population more human. Even in the 1968 version, they could ride horses and shoot guns. They certainly can do that more. They seem to be even a little smarter, and many of them can talk. The remaining humans who weren't killed by the virus are led by a villainous military leader, or at least a big portion of them are, played by Woody Harrelson. He's sure the chimps have to go, so he and his army go to battle or go to war against these apes. And Caesar, the apes' leader, loses his wife and son in the battle, and this seems to call for revenge, or at least that's kind of how he's leaning. But the movie really pretends the concept, if humans start acting animalistically and there was an animal on the planet that was more intellectually equal to man, would it be possible that animal might act more humanly or compassionately? Mm-hmm. Certainly does in this movie, and kind of the stars of the movie, and really actually shows what compassion looks like. I kind of like these. Mm-hmm. They're not the best of the best, but they're certainly not the worst. We gave it a three, very on the bubble three. It has great potential. Certainly it's called War for the Planet of the Apes for a reason, so there's violence, a little bit of language, but it has possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. And we got about 20 seconds left. What about The Big Sick?
Okay, 20 seconds. The Big Sick is an R-rated film that has a good heart, but I just want to say it has tons and tons of harsh profanities, and it really underscores the idea that a one-night stand could work into a decent relationship, which I really struggle with that message being sent to people, especially young people who are seeing this movie, so I'm not a big fan.
Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Well, MakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.